call, everybody. Tonight we're going to get right into it. We're going to talk about the preview tonight, which is obviously a very important topic. We're not going to go through numbers tonight because I didn't send that out. We got a little bit off track last week because we got really engrossed in a conversation. Next week we'll pick back up with Team 3, the Magnuts, giving their numbers, and we'll get back in the regular rotation. And next week we're going to be talking about sponsoring, which is one of my favorite calls because that's where you basically get to ice the cake, so that's a good thing. But tonight we're going to talk about the preview. And the preview, as you guys know, is the place where you turn your prospects into partners. And that's what we're going to discuss tonight. Are you guys ready to have a great call and learn about? Oh, there. That just did it, didn't it?
Yep.
Wow. Well, it's still there a little bit. I apologize. I can't stand it when there's noise online. It drives me bananas. But I guess it's just one of those nights. Well, anyway, does anybody have anything they want to share before we get going or anything they want to bring up before we go ahead and bust through the call here?
Nope. Let's get to it.
Awesome. That sounds most excellent. Well, I'm going to talk for about 10 or 15 minutes. Tonight will probably be a tad shorter call than usual. And then you guys can answer whatever questions that you have about the topic at hand, being the previews and how you can make it more effective for you, and all that good stuff. As you guys know, we have a lot more capabilities than we've ever had before. In fact, it's not even close to what we were a couple years ago. The preview is the point where we can take advantage of technology, but at the same time, we need to be still giving the full presentation to people. Obviously, when you meet somebody and make contact, it's designed to create interest. That's step one. Step two is giving somebody enough information where it's the bridge between they're just casually in. Look, of course, is the preview, and that's where the rubber hits the pavement. This is the point of the presentation when people get the full information. We lay it on the table, and we basically tell people, hey, look, this is decision time. And the first thing I want to tell you guys about the preview is to get in your mind that the preview is not a place where people come to set up another meeting. The preview is the place where people decide if they're going to do NECAN or not. And how you present that will be directly proportional to how quickly your business moves. Because if you present the preview as just another step in the process, as opposed to the final part of the process, what you're going to find is you'll have a process that will never end, and you'll have prospects that are just kind of forever in the business. That doesn't mean when people come to a preview, they're always going to sign up. That's not what I'm telling you. But your posture of it will determine how effective people are moving through the process and basically ending the process. So I want you guys to look at the preview as, okay, here it is. In other words, if you're telling somebody about a great movie, and then they pick up the back of the movie box and read it, there's not much more they can do to see if they're going to like the movie other than watch the movie. So the preview is the movie, and I really want to get that out with you guys. I'm going to start my car. Sorry, it's getting hot. I tried to shut it off, so give me just a second. You know, it's a crazy place to do a car, sitting in a car on the side of the road. I just want you guys to know. I want you to know how silly I feel right now sitting here. But, well, absolute zero reception out here. I literally, I'm not kidding you guys, had to leave 15 minutes ago to find a hill that was high enough I could get 3 bars. So it's kind of a crazy thing. And I thought I would sit here and just talk to you, but that car is about 300 degrees, and if I pass out in the middle of a car, that's not going to be good. So I'll just sit here and do it with the air on. Anyway, where we are today, when people have finished up with their ABC, is they're at their preview phase. And that's when you tell phrase the identity. Does this sound like something you know all about? Does this sound like something would be up your alley? Are you ready now to basically see the whole picture? Those are the questions that you're asking people at the end of the ABC. From that point on, we have 3 choices. The preview is available in 3 formats. The first format, of course, is your live preview, which I'll talk about in just a second. The second format is on a DVD, which is old school. You're putting it in their hands, and they're watching at their house. And by old school, I don't mean bad. I mean just that's something we've had for a long time. And then there's the webinar or the WebEx or the live online previews, which is a rather new invention, but it's something that's very, very powerful. And I'm not sure a lot of people fully know how to use them yet. I'll talk about that tonight. But those are your 3 types of previews. I want you to understand they're all the exact same thing. The exact same information is going to be covered. So what you're saying to somebody is, here's your 3 options. There are not 5 options. There are not 7 options. There are 3. So when I'm talking to somebody and I offer them, which one of those 3 options do you guys think would be the first one that you'd want to offer somebody that's local? If they see me, if they watched an ABC, they're excited about NECAN, which one of those 3 do you think would be the best one to offer somebody?
Live preview. Yes, live preview.
Right. What do you guys see as the advantages of a live preview?
That you can meet people and touch them.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Those are the only things we can't do online, right?
Right.
There's a lot of schools of thought in the whole business industry. And just to go back in time 10 years ago, you know, you would have to meet somebody at a coffee shop. Then you'd have to set up another meeting to see if they want to come, you know, from the coffee shop to the preview. So you were meeting with people to see if they wanted to come to another meeting. There was no other way to do it. Today, in our process, they can become interested. They can see all the products, at least in the video sense. They can learn how the company works, how the business plan works. They can learn what it is that we do. The only thing we cannot do on the phone or in a meeting is touch stuff and meet people. So you hear people talking, well, there's the extreme, well, nobody wants to meet anymore. That's not the truth. People still want to come to meetings, and people still need live meetings, but they're in a different spot now. When someone comes out to a preview, it's a value added. We're going to do the things there we cannot do on the web or on the telephone. And that's very important for you guys to understand. The live preview, if you've got one in your area, is an absolutely invaluable tool because it's a place you can set your business up. Part two, it's a place where if you have a regular night of the week set aside, everything that goes on in your process is driven towards, quote-unquote, this live preview. It's a place not only for your prospects to see the stuff, but for your team to get together. And it's kind of like church, basically, for the organization. And everything else in the area will be set up around it. Most wellness previews that you have set up, and let me say this about them first, it is absolutely critical. The first thing you do in your organization is have one night a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays are the best, where you have a regular business wellness preview where the thing, you know, takes place, you lay out the business plan. Whether there's anybody there or not, prospect-wise, is irrelevant. You always have it. The only time I won't have a preview is if it lands like right on the 4th of July or right on Thanksgiving or right on Christmas or like the day before. Other than that, we always have it, and we always give the presentation designed to share with people the business. That gives you that solid night of the week. Having one every other week or every couple weeks or ad hoc ones as your fundamental business building tool will not serve you well because you'll never generate enough momentum in your group to get it up off the ground. Now, in-home previews and the like, most previews that turn into the bigger previews will always start in-home. Just make that, there's nothing really fundamentally different you do with that preview other than you have it in your home. Don't view it as a different thing than for example, at a hotel. And I want to spend just a minute talking about that. The way you get into a hotel is by first filling the living room. And when you've got a big enough team where you can actually get yourselves into something comfortably without breaking the bank, that's when you're in your best position. But with the presentation, and the one that I use is the Giant Awaken slides. That's a hybrid of the Nikon slides, some slides that we've created, some slides that we've used in the field. The latest version of that is on the Pathfinders.biz website now on the tools page. We've added a couple more slides to it on financial dependence and independence. Those are both there. But the first thing you guys should do is set up a night of the week where you have a regular preview. That is the single most important thing you can do. And don't think because we're in 2008 that a preview where people go places is not valuable. Because no matter how much I love in-homes, a lot of prospects, especially more professional prospects who are looking at the organization, will oftentimes not feel comfortable going to a house. They'll feel comfortable going to a third-party location. And sometimes it's easier to recruit there. But I don't want you guys to get confused to where you're thinking I'm telling you not to have in-homes. I'm telling you make sure at least one night is your core preview and then do as many previews around it as possible. What that core preview is going to do is give you a bigger vision, but it's going to start in your home. When you guys look at the amount of information that's in the preview, it basically tells us an expanded ABC, who we are, what we're doing. It breaks down what we do in depth. And I believe some key elements of a preview need to be the following. You reiterate our story. You reiterate our mission statement, you reiterate what our products do in the strategic sense, and then you have to have a couple elements. One, what do we do for a living? Membership, we refer people, we duplicate, we've got the basics of the comp plan, and the basics of how to get started. A lot of previews make the mistake of only talking about the product, or only talking about the business without any mechanics of actually how to do it. And what happens if you don't teach somebody what we do, even if someone's really excited? Well, let me ask you this. If you guys do a preview and don't teach people what it is that we do, in other words, building a network, what do you have to do in the next meeting when you sit with them? Anybody want to guess? You have to teach them what you didn't tell them in the meeting. So basically what you're doing is you're setting up another meeting when you can take care of it all in the preview. The difference between a preview and an ABC, to be honest with you guys, is we're adding the in-depth structure of what it is that we actually do. It's so important to understand those core fundamentals of having those elements to it are very, very important to helping you know that when someone makes a decision, they're not just saying, yes, I'm excited, yes, I want to do NECAN, yes, I love the product. They also have some understanding that they're going to build an organization. They're going to start with themselves. They're going to refer a few people, and they're going to teach other people to refer people. And their basically first goal is going to be silver. And that basically is your straight line flow, you know, going through what a preview ought to accomplish. And then from there, you transition from what we do to how, that's what your training phase is. So first thing to know in your guys' heads is when somebody comes through your ABC, you got your three choices, a DVD, a webinar, and you've got your live presentation. The value of the live presentation is meeting people and touching products. You know, when you've got people even that watch a web presentation, if they want to see people and touch products, that's what the advantage of having your live preview is. There's lots of things we can do today with a live preview. You guys can basically set those slides up. You can connect your any computer out there right now, if it's a newer television, can plug right into the television like a monitor. That's what that SVGA port is in the back of your television. And all you have to do is flip right through the slides. You're doing an in-home presentation, take about 35 to 40 minutes and bust through the slides, and then basically have all the fun you want with the product. And at the end of the preview, you have a very simple question. And guys, this is so doggone important. You look them right in the eye and said, are you ready to start building this business and get, you know, retired or get your kids out of daycare or set up your retirement or whatever it is? But you've got to ask for the business. That doesn't mean we close people in a hard close capacity, but it means we need to do our jobs and say to somebody, are you ready to get started? Don't overcomplicate it. Don't have the first thing after a preview be, you have more questions and would you like more videos? Because what you did is you take people from the process and you put them back in the beginning parts of the process. Of course, people are going to ask lots of questions. If people say to me something like, I'd like to know more information about the product, you know, I'll usually tell them, well, go home and watch The Future of Medicine with Dr. John Jackson. That is a great thing to explain what our products are. I want you guys to understand something, by the way. If people have seen an ABC, and they've seen a preview, and they've seen the technologies, really understand this. This is not that complicated. How many of you guys have ever realized that this is basically Costco that you can refer people to and get paid? I mean, at the end of the day, isn't that all that we do? So where's the confusion? And really ask yourself that fundamental question. Is this complicated or is this simple? And I think the answer will depend on how you present it to people. Keep in your mind that this is a simple, concise thing, and don't let it become discombobulated in your mind. If someone says to me, you know, I'm not so sure about network marketing, what I will almost always do is I will give them the Invisible Profit System CD. I carry those with me. I give it to them right away. If somebody listens to that and still doesn't get network marketing, they're probably not going to get it. Brilliant Compensation is another one. If they watch that and they still don't like this, there's not much more you can do. If someone says, I'd like more in-depth knowledge about how the business works, I have them go watch the Dennis Williams webinar, How the Business Works, How to Make the Money. It's right there on the Pathfinder's webpage. If they say they want more in-depth information about the products, I'll usually give them something like thermographics. In other words, what I do, if you guys notice, I think through this whole process, is I talk to people, I build relationships, I move them between steps, and then I connect them with the next tool. It really is as simple as that. If I know I've got a preview, for example, in Austin every Tuesday night, and it's set up at a hotel, all the products are there, I'm going to spend my time, and my goal is going to be to put as many people in that preview as possible every week. Because I know if they're there, they're probably going to get in. When I look at the Wednesday webinar, and understand this, guys, the preview is your goalpost. If you're playing football and marching downfield, getting it over the end zone line, or getting that next first down is what your goal is in the three plays. You know, somebody becoming a partner is a touchdown, but getting a first down is getting someone into the preview venue. Now, when I say getting someone, not convincing, but getting someone to want to come. So your goal to get the next, well, in football, if you always get the next first down, you're guaranteed to score a touchdown. If you guys connect people to that preview, you know, first down is your contact and second down is your ABC. And, you know, and on third down, you're looking for a first down. That's when you people go into the preview situation. That's what those videos are. This Saturday in Austin, I'm going to be teaching in depth how to use the tools to get people to the preview and then to do things with people after the preview. But I just really clearly want you guys to have in your head tonight, there's the same preview in three versions. One of the three versions has a giant value added that you can meet people and see stuff. And my goal is to have people connected with those previews, either a preview video, the wellness preview that's live, or the webinar preview on Wednesday night. And I know I'm covering some of the same ground in some of the things that I'm saying, but if you get that in your mind that your job is to put people in those seats and to put people watching those previews, every one of those is an at-bat. Because the preview is the point when you're converting that prospect from casually interested to building the business. So your first order of business right now is this. Everybody should get their calendars out and mark up all the electronic previews. For example, in Pathfinders, we do it every Wednesday night. You can use Dennis's on Monday night. Whatever, it doesn't really matter. But there's where your first previews are. So if you meet somebody in the process, okay, there's my at-bat. There's the next live preview up and coming on the web. I also have my DVD as a backup. The second thing I would do is if I'm a leader in an area, I would make sure that one night a week, come hell or high water, we have a presentation. We've got a business presentation every week. Your business will not grow unless you have a regular weekly event. And I don't like to talk about what won't happen. I like to talk about what will. But I promise you, until you get a regular weekly meeting and start to fill that thing up, your area will not get up off the ground. And ad hoc in-homes floating around is not going to get it done. That has not worked anywhere in the country. That will never work that way because people need to have an organization that's set up. That doesn't mean you're not going to want to do a bunch of ad hoc previews. That doesn't mean you don't want your group doing 50 of them. But you got to have one night a week where everybody can count on there's going to be a presentation. That's your central place. You got a couple options with this. Some of the things we can do now, if you want to, let's say, for example, Wednesday night at 7, if we're doing that webinar preview, you guys could dial your TV into that. You could have your in-home. You guys could watch the 30-minute presentation and then do an in-home with the products afterwards, not even have to give a presentation. Let it come live into your living room. You guys can do that for your own organizations as you get up and running. You can get up and flip through the slides on your own, and the way you learn how to do that is come watch a few on the web or watch them on the video, and then you basically just start doing it. You don't have to be eloquent. You just have to be able to flip slides. You know, set your product display up. I recommend it's your previews having at least the professional pack. The reason being, all three packs are contained in the professional pack, and you can tell people this is what you're going to do in the good, better, best environment. And if you've got that there, you cover everything. And that's a good thing to do. If you're doing an in-home type preview, have the product kind of off to the side or in the kitchen or on a table in the back. So when you're giving your business presentation, maybe pull a few products up front with you. But don't make the whole business presentation going in-depth on the product. When people are at the business presentation, it's to learn how to make a career out of this. And I really want you guys to understand that the product is what we do. But how we make money is what they need to understand at the business presentation. If you want to do a product preview, that's a whole other thing. But make sure it's your actual business presentation that people know they're there to learn about the NECAN career. And some of you are going to say, well, I'm not so comfortable with that. Well, get comfortable with it. Because you're and I mean that sincerely, you've got to wrap your mind around the fact that it's okay to make money moving these products. When you open up that presentation, you have to tell them, tonight you're here to learn about the NECAN career so that their mind is listening. You know, if you tell people this is what you're here for, that's what in their mind they're thinking. If you don't declare it, then they're just sitting there listening. It's not going in any direction. And if you say it's career night, but you're doing 50 minutes of products and then saying you can sign up and make money, it's not the thing either. So make sure in your business presentation it's very clear. We're looking for business partners. This is what we do and how we do it. If you want to get started, this is what we're going to do tonight. It takes 3 minutes. And if you've got that laid out, you're going to have an unbelievably successful business because those little events will feed the bigger events, which will feed the huge events. But that preview, these previews are the core of what we do, whether it's on the web or in the house or on the DVD. And remember, when you put it into people's hands, it's watch this and then tell me if this looks like what you want to do, not watch this. And then I'll give you a lot more stuff afterwards. Right. I'm not saying you're not going to give them a lot more stuff afterwards, but you understand that if you tell them that up front, they're going to expect more stuff afterwards. So what you want people thinking when they watch the preview is, okay, you're watching this, and at the end I'm going to ask you if you want to do this. If you do that little thing, it will completely change the dynamic of your previews. Doesn't mean you're not going to get people that are asking a lot of questions, but it does mean that you're going to start with people thinking, the reason I'm here is to make a decision. And it's as simple as that. So the bottom line, after your ABC, you've got one preview and three options, live, DVD, or on the web. Okay? Simple as that. Short term, make sure your organization has a night a week. Tuesday or Thursday are the best where you have a presentation, but any time will do as long as it works for you. Stay in your living room and pack it out until you can pay for a hotel comfortably with your own organization. Don't get five cross lines you're dependent on. Do not move into a hotel until you can pay for it yourself or if you're in the position to do it. And then when you're in the hotel, make it real simple. You know, set your pack up. You know, set your presentation up. Do the thing in an hour, hour and 5 minutes max, 45 to an hour and five is about right. One other piece of advice, if you're doing an in-home, keep the presenting to 35 to 40 minutes tops. Being in a home listening to an hour presentation, they don't jibe. Keep the presentation to 35 to 40 and then let the rest of the time be in a hotel. You can usually get away with a little bit more because it's a more conducive environment to doing that. But those are the two things, a couple of nuances. In an in-home setting, too, because you're in a wellness home, it's okay, you know, to take as much time as you want going over the products, walking them around the house. At a hotel, obviously, they can see the products, but they can't experience them to the same degree that you can in an in-home. So the in-home has some capabilities, the bigger preview doesn't. But the hotel preview gives the ability to have some vision and to meet more people. And to have a real powerful speaker up front that, you know, or the most successful person in the group. In-home can be hosted by anybody. If you guys are going to go through the trouble of doing a core preview, make sure who's up there can actually talk. Nobody gets a turn at the core preview. Whoever's the best speaker gets up in the core preview, because otherwise you have no value added over the in-home. Meaning if I go from an in-home or a small presentation, and I go to another presentation, and there's a speaker up there that still isn't much different, then there's no value added. So make sure those core previews have a value added in the sense where you're putting up your best and your brightest. And that doesn't mean the smartest, but it means the people whose strong suit is presenting. And I think you'll get a really good result from that. And then the bottom line is just be consistent. The way to use previews is have in your mind, I want to connect as many people to them as possible. If you're talking to a lot of people and nobody's making it to the preview, be evaluating the steps. Don't convince in your process. Build value. If you have a lot of people, geez, somebody's having a meltdown. Relax. If you have a lot of people coming to previews but nobody's signing up, what you want to be doing is making sure at the end you're just not saying, hey, thanks for coming, but you're saying basically, are you ready to get going? Just walk up, look them in the eye, say, I'm glad you were here. Does this look like something that you'd like to be a part of? And if you do that, if you set it up, you're going to make a decision. And at the end, okay, you've seen it. Are you ready for this thing? Then what you're going to have is you're going to have an environment where you'll have a lot more people coming on board because you're not leaving an open-ended process. And it really is, guys. It's as simple as that. The way we've got the tool set up now, you know, if you want to learn how to give a preview, rent the video or watch the WebEx. It's as easy as that. You know, 5 years ago, we didn't have those tools. You know, you basically had to come to live ones to learn how to do them. Now you can learn how to do live ones from the tool. But it's easy. Which of the three formats would you prefer? We have the live one, the web live one, or the DVD. Just don't have in your mind that that's three separate things. That's one thing in three formats. And the rest of it's just cake. You just pick the one that's easiest for you and realize that your live meeting, the perfect positioning for your live meeting is someone saying, wow, I really want to see this stuff. And wow, I want to meet some people. And then you get the explosion and the energy of them driving themselves to the preview. And then what you're going to have is a group that moves like lightning. So that's what I've got to share about the previews. I'm in kind of a tough spot because I'm sitting in the dark on a hill right now. And I want to make sure that was coherent because usually I would have my computer in front of me and everything. And I thought I would have that tonight, but I don't even have internet out here. So my question to you guys is, was I too rambling and disjointed, or was it clear? What are your guys' thoughts or questions on what you heard? And please speak up because there's a lot of people that have questions probably that are listening.
What'd you say, Rick? You were breaking up.
I said, is what I shared
I'm
with you guys.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm just kidding. Well,
what questions or comments do you guys have?
I thought it was very clear and concise.
Thank you. It's hard to tell. I'm used to looking at an agenda in front of me that I type up, and when my computer was dead as fried chicken out here, and I was kind of wanted to make sure it was clear. Just
Rick,
understand.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Use the DVD, The Giant Awakens. Do you think it's better to watch it with the person, or just give it to them and tell them to watch it?
That's a great question. You know what? Whatever's most convenient. Generally, if you give a DVD, it's great to watch it with them if you can. Let me put it to you this way. But generally, if somebody watched the DVD, I have not had that many occasions when I could really watch it with somebody unless they were a close friend or somebody. Generally, a prospect, it's kind of hard to go over to their house and sit with them and watch the DVD. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it's somebody that's a warmer prospect, very probably that could work really well to watch it with them. In fact, when I first got into NECAN, I watched the Dennis Williams video with probably 50 prospects. I watched it so many times I had it memorized. So that's an ideal situation to be able to do that if you can. You'll just find that in practice, other than a few connected people, it probably won't happen that much. However, let me tell you this. When I was new in the business again, I used to set the products up in the living room table, and I would invite people over, and I would press play and then do a product demo. That is another way to do a live preview, guys, that works really well if you don't want to give a presentation. Play the DVD. So you could also use that for your live preview. So the answer is a clear yes. Anytime you can spend time with people is good. If you're a busy person doing a lot and you hand 5 videos out a week, it would be tough to watch 5 hours worth of videos. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you can do it. Especially with your better prospects. I hope that was a clear enough answer.
Yes.
Good. What other questions or thoughts do you guys have?
Well, my thought is, I think this is an awesome idea because it gives everybody the way to do it exactly the same, no matter what part of the country they're from.
Gotcha. Who is that, by the way? I can barely hear your voice.
This is Jan.
Okay, Jan. Great. That's my thought. So, you see, one thing I want to get you guys understanding, too, one thing we can do now with the WebEx, we could have people filling living rooms and turning their cameras around backwards. Guys, we could pick a national preview night if you guys want, and we can make a presentation that will be live in your living rooms or hotel rooms, and then we can go from city to city and have rooms full of people talking. I could do a 30-minute WebEx, or somebody else could, and we could do 100 cities at the same time and make it a national wellness preview. What do you guys think of a concept like that?
I was going to say, I think that would really show the vastness. It's hard to see just how big it is, you know, when you're looking at it from your corner of the world, but if you could see the other corners of the world and see them on camera and see their faces, it would have a much larger impact. I think it would give people a real sense of the largeness of the corporation.
One thing I was thinking about doing was calling it NPN, like starting in a month or two and calling it National Preview Night, and everybody in the country would know where it is and when it is, and they could just dial in and be a part of it. That's something I've been kicking around for about 6 months, National Preview Night.
I like it.
I think that would rock, you know. And by the way, Paula, make sure my house doesn't burn down tonight, okay?
We're gone. Okay, yeah. Yeah, your house is still there.
All right, well, it's kind of nice having a neighbor in NECAN. You're my NECAN. But those are the things we're up and coming. And I really encourage you guys, by the way, use the WebEx previews. Some of you guys haven't really gotten a hold of this yet. That is such a powerful tool because the prospects that are coming through it are coming on at a very, very high rate. In fact, what we're finding is people that go through that are generally very keen to come to a live preview because they're very excited. So it seems like one preview sets up the live one in a really efficient capacity. But I think that the WebEx is an extremely, extremely valuable tool for doing the wellness preview. And some of you guys that haven't really used it a lot yet. No, and one other thing, Cowboy, you asked me this. Are you there, Cowboy?
Yes.
You asked me about 2 weeks ago. You said it was hard for you to use the Wednesday night WebEx because you have to preach on Wednesdays. And remember what I told you. You don't have to be on there with them.
Exactly.
You know, in fact, guys, one of the beauty of the WebEx or even a DVD is you can give a preview without you being there. Just because you can't be on it doesn't mean you're... In other words, guys, it's not a three-way phone call. You know what's going to happen on the preview. Whether you're there or not doesn't matter, does it?
Right.
You know, I mean Steve and Amber, you guys are in church on Wednesday with Steve. You already know what I'm going to cover on Wednesday night. Why do you need to be there to answer questions of the person if you already know the material?
Right.
So don't think you have to sit there on the WebEx and physically watch it every Wednesday night or Monday night to use it. You don't have to do that. I wanted to make sure. I think a lot of you guys listening are under the impression that you need to be there with your prospects. You don't. If you know the material, a WebEx can work just like a DVD. All right? Does that make sense, everybody?
Yeah, it does.
Right.
But it's also more efficient.
Well, it is. I mean, I'll tell you right now, guys, if you guys really understand the process, it's connecting people with the appropriate tool. For those of you going to be in Austin this week, I'm going to break this down to the nth degree. And what I want to start doing, too, is monthly online and live workshops in Texas and around the country where we spend about 3 hours going through this. But as I sit there on my computer, I'm going to meet you with the Niken story. I'm going to ABC you with the business presentation. Takes 10 minutes. I'm going to put you through an online preview or a live preview. If you tell me I want to know more about the business, I'm going to send you to Dennis Williams, how the business works. If you want to know more about how we make money, is network marketing real? I'm going to get you an invisible profit system. If you want to know more about the products, I'm going to send you into the future of medicine. If you want to know what makes the magnet so special, I'm going to give you thermographics. You guys understand, I'm not a master of presenting. I'm a master of putting people in front of the appropriate tool.
Correct. You just have to come up with some information.
Yes. Don't make the mistake of telling people all the information that's on the tool and then saying, here's the tool.
Mm-hmm.
See, what you guys want to do is, hey, spend your time building relationships and talking about all. You know, when I talk to prospects, Cowboy, you remember when I met you, what did we talk about for over an hour sitting there? We talked about filling the arena in San Antonio. You remember?
Right. It wasn't anything about Niken in particular.
What did I tell you when you asked me specific questions about Niken?
It's in the tool.
It's on the video. Hey, Paula, you're my neighbor, right?
Yes.
What did I tell you when you asked me specific questions?
You told me where to find the tools, and you told me it was on the webpage. And
you're my neighbor. And because otherwise, I mean, when I met you, Robin, and Daryl, and when I met you at the gym, Robin, you remember, I brought you in the Dennis Williams video.
Yeah.
And I did that because I wanted you to have the ability not only to see what the company is, but you realize I was also teaching you the business while I was prospecting you.
That's right. Looking back, now I can see that.
Now, see, if I would have stood there, and now I'm the guy that gives a preview in a lot of instances. I physically could have given you a preview, right?
Right, and there were times when I was like, why didn't he just tell me the answer? I didn't know you were teaching me to fish because I wasn't in the business yet. So I didn't realize that you were teaching me to fish.
The message that I'm sending if I stand there and talk for 45 minutes is that you have to stand there and talk for 45 minutes. What I want you guys to do is learn how to use your tools. So I look at all my tools like they're arrows in a quiver on my back, and when someone wants something, I pull out the appropriate arrow and I launch it. And it's as easy as that. And when you understand that, we'll put it to you this way. If you want to be a 501 rated multi-billion dollar multinational company, it would make sense that your tools and the things match the dialogue that you have. How many of you guys have figured out that it's pretty to make people realize this is a multi-billion dollar company as you stand there in your blue jeans staring at them? How many of you guys have ever tried to paint the picture of a billion-dollar industry with somebody and then like Elroy's Tacos?
Then you have flip-flops and shorts on.
Right. See, you've actually done some talking to people. What did it feel like in Waco, Texas, to try to tell people how big this is, and what was their response when you did it verbally?
Oh, well, it's basically, they can't comprehend it, you know, the magnitude of it and the little bitty, you know, well, I mean, it's not little bitty, but it's somewhat smaller than Austin or Boston or anything like that, Waco. So, I mean, they can't really comprehend the magnitude of it.
Well, and the people that know you, Steve, and you're a great guy just like anybody else, but the people that know you, do they associate you with $100,000 a month in corporate jets?
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
Well, see, here's the beauty of that. If one of your buddies walked up to you, Steve, and told you that you're going to make $100,000 a month if you sit down for coffee with them and you know they make 25 grand a year working at the grocery store, what would you think right away?
What exactly is your plan?
Right. You would right away think, there's no way that Larry knows what this is. Now, if Larry comes up to you and gives you a video produced by somebody else with a billion-dollar company on it, it's not about Larry, it's about the video.
You're more apt to take a look at it.
Well, and even if you do look at it, it's not your friend that you know has been a, well, you know what? How many of you guys have a lot of friends around you that you don't exactly take monetary advice from?
It just makes it more believable.
It's a third-party accreditation, validation.
It is. And here's the other thing. Even if you have successful people around you, it's kind of hard sometimes even to listen to a friend because they're a friend.
Right.
Or it's hard when you meet some grocery store and this knows how to make $1 million. So one of the things I do, you know, how much street cred do you guys think it has if I go up to somebody and say, did I mention I'm a diamond?
A diamond what?
What does that mean to a prospect?
That'll be the answer. A diamond what?
Well, to be honest with you, Robin and Daryl went executive last month. If you told me you were an executive with a multi-billion-dollar company, it would sound a whole lot more impressive than a diamond.
Yeah, it would.
Diamond sounds like a badge you get for, like, you know, learning how the woodchuck, you know, survives in the wild in the Boy Scouts or something. it sounds like a merit badge, doesn't it? I'm a Weebelow. You know what I'm saying? It sounds like I'm telling... If I was not in network marketing and you told me you're a platinum, you may as well tell me you're a Weebelow. That has no bearing on... That has no bearing on anything. Now, if you tell me you're an executive to the untrained eye, doesn't that sound like a pretty impressive title?
Mm-hmm.
So you understand that when I talk to somebody... Well, look, the other thing you can do in network marketing, and I'll tell you what a shortcut is, if you want to pull checks and throw it on the table, okay, here's a $25,000, here's a $100,000, here's an $8,000 check. But see, the problem with that is what you make or what I make or what anybody else makes has no bearing on what that prospect is going to make. There are Roll Diamonds and Nikan that make $15,000 a month because they've got a smaller group, and there are Roll Diamonds that make $150,000 a month. So showing a check to me is it's not the best way to go because only do it. And I don't know about you guys, but for me prospecting, I've never wanted to walk around when I was new with somebody else's paycheck. That would be like me saying, hey, you ought to get into real estate. Here's Trump's paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's that have to do with me?
Yeah.
You know, so other than showing a paycheck, as a diamond, I don't have any real advantages over anybody else prospecting, so I use the tools just like you guys. That's the beauty of it. The tool makes a direct a diamond in terms of power, and a tool makes a diamond a fit because he can duplicate and make more direct. So if you're a senior and you've got a $1 million company on a video, right away, you're big time. So leverage your tools, duplicate your tools, and understand how to use them, and then just connect people to them, and then your process is going to flow like water, and the thing's going to explode. So just be smart. Remember, your job is not to convince people. Your job is to find people with needs and connect them with the appropriate thing in NECAN that can fix it, and we do that by connecting them with tools. Now, by the way, is a live ABC sitting in a coffee shop a tool?
Yes.
Don't make. I'm hearing people today with these technologies saying the live meeting is dead. That is absolutely not true. We just have tools other than the live meeting now. And when we do have a live meeting, it's going to be to create a result, not to have a meeting to set up another meeting. You see what I'm saying? When a live meeting has a place, it just is not to waste time anymore. We're there to do something. You know, in fact, it's an invaluable tool. What's that?
It makes sense.
Good. So understand that this technology, I don't want you guys sitting behind computers staring at that. That is a certain way to not make a lot of money. But use your tools to be more efficient and effective so your live meetings have a result. You know what? People are really, really busy, but people don't mind driving somewhere when they think they're going to get something out of it. What people don't like is driving somewhere when they're casually interested to see something they know nothing about. Okay? People love to go places when they think they're going to make $10,000 a month and retire and see these unbelievably cool products because they just watched a video saying this company's launching in America. That's the position you want, people, and then your preview is going to blow up. So that is, just keep that in your mind, that people love to go places. Well, look, if I told all your prospects that there was $10,000 a month waiting for them at the preview, how many people here would still make the discussion? People here, people in 2008 don't like to go to meetings. What people understand, people love to, look, well, let me ask you this. If I told all of you guys, and some of you that have been in network marketing for a while have heard this, but I want to share it with you guys, there are a lot of new people. If I promised you that every prospect you brought to the meeting next week, I would give you $10,000 cash, how many of you guys would absolutely, unequivocally have a prospect there? Here's your assignment for tonight. Find out all the stuff you would do for that $10,000 that you're not doing now, and do that stuff this week, and watch what happens to your business. You guys follow what I'm saying there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Write down all the stuff you would do if you were going to get $10,000. And then I'm going to tell you this. How many of you guys realize that I'm not talking to you about $10,000? I'm talking to you about $10,000 a month the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You guys, get this in your mind. If you teach three people to go diamond, you guys realize you will get a Royal Diamond pin. How many people on this call have ever done what it said on the compensation plan and got the level? Has anybody here ever done what it said and gotten the level?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Has anybody here ever done what it said and not gotten the level?
No.
So here's a question to you. Where is the if in NECAN?
In your head.
There's not one.
No. The question in NECAN is not, if you get three diamonds, will you get a Royal Diamond pin? The question in NECAN is, will you talk to enough people to find three diamonds?
Right. If you do the work, you're going to get paid.
From the day I signed up, I have never one time uttered the phrase, I'm trying, I'm going to try and go silver, I'm seeing if I can make it in this. From the day I signed up, maybe I'm just ignorant, it never dawned on me I wouldn't make it, and the reason it didn't is because I just looked at the comp plan. It didn't say find three diamonds, and then you might get a Royal Diamond pin. It said if you find three diamonds, you'll get one. So guess what I've spent the last 10 years doing? Looking for people that want to be diamonds. It's not that tough. And how did I get them? Because I got them to preview. And how did I get them there? I met them. It all flowed backwards from that simple realization that if six people decide they want to go platinum and you found them, you're going to... Guys, you guys realize you could be in the state pen for burglary and you'd get a Royal Diamond pin. It's not even whether you're nice or you're not nice, or you're happy, you're not happy, you're old or you're young or you're white or you're black, you're educated or you're not. When that sixth person does their pin, you're going to get your pin. And when that sinks into your head that every one of you on this call is a walking, living, breathing millionaire, everything in your life will change, and Tuesday will go from will I have a prospect there to how many will I have there. Your entire discussion will change. When that moment of clarity comes, that I am a director, a senior, an executive right now, but I am a millionaire, I just got to go out and cash the check. You are all guaranteed the money here if you do the work. So when I asked you that question a minute ago, if I give you $10,000, would you have somebody at the preview Tuesday night? Tonight before you go to bed, write down on a piece of paper what's all that stuff I would have done, and then do it. But isn't it interesting that if I tell you I'd give you $10,000, there was no doubt in your mind you'd have a prospect there Tuesday night? How many of you guys felt that way? There's no doubt you'd have somebody there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the difference? What is the difference between doing that and what you're doing now?
No difference.
Well, but in your mind, well, I'll put it this way. And I'm going to tell you this last thing, okay? Most people are conditioned to negative gratification, meaning if you don't get good grades, you're off the basketball team. If you don't clean up your room, you're grounded. If you don't eat your dinner, you don't get dessert. If you don't show up to work Monday, you'll get fired. If you don't make your house payment, we'll take it away. How many of you guys believe most people are conditioned to respond that way?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Do you guys want to know the number one reason people show up Tuesday without a prospect? Is because they show up Tuesday without a prospect, there's no repercussion. Other than other than not being retired, which has the greatest long-term repercussion of a life of mediocrity. Now, on the other side of the coin, what would happen if mentally every Nikken distributor shifted from if I don't do something, something bad will happen, to if I bring somebody, something good will happen? What would happen if every Nikken distributor changed their conditioning?
That'd be a good thing.
Well, possibly.
Guys, I heard somebody, I was talking to a distributor the other day, they're like, well, I need to condition myself by having consequences if I don't do stuff. And I'm thinking, well, that may functionally work, but I've got a newsflash for you. You're in for a real hard life if you have to negatively condition yourself to accomplish a positive thing.
You have to condition yourself to have rewards if you do something correctly.
You know the difference, you know the biggest thing I learned, I'm going to tell you right now, the biggest single thing I learned being affiliated with Special Forces, soldiers in the military, is the difference between a person that makes an SF team and a person that doesn't. The people that do it because they want to do things and they're positively conditioned, and the people that don't make it respond to negative stimulus.
Yep.
There's some. Why do you guys think Walter Payton was running hills at 5 in the morning in the off season? And he came to camp in shape. Why do you think Michael Jordan was at the game 3 hours early? Why do you think Tiger Woods still goes to the driving range? You think that's for negative conditioning? Those guys have all won everything you could possibly win. Why are they still going to the driving range? Do you guys think Tiger Woods goes to the range because if he doesn't, his game is going to stink? Or do you think he goes because he wants to win every tournament?
Every tournament.
Right. Now, let me ask you this about your Nikken businesses. How many of you guys have shifted the gear to where you associate Nikken, Pavlovian response, to if I bring people, I will be out of my miserable, wretched job in 6 months? In other words, positive conditioning. How many of you guys have... See, when I got started, I was at this crummy, horrendous engineering job, and I hated every second of it. And every time I'd get out of there at 5 o'clock, I would be exhausted because I'd go in there at 5 in the morning, and I was tired, and I was sweaty, and I was just whipped. And the minute I'd walk out of there, I would get some hitch in my giddy up and say, I'm going to Nikken right now because I am going to work my rear end out of this dump, and I'm going to do Nikken every night till I'm out of this dungeon. It was positive conditioning, man. If I do Nikken, I'm going to get out of this dump. It wasn't, well, it's okay if I don't have anybody there tonight because, well, it was a hard week. I didn't have the negative conditioning. And I wanted to share that with you guys tonight because, I got to tell you, this is the easiest business in the world. Once that gear shifts into your head, when that gear shifts, your business, and by the way, when I say your, I'm not talking to any one of you. Many of you are doing this already. I'm talking third person plural. And I'm also, a lot of what I tell you guys isn't geared at you. It's because I want you to understand your own downline. Because when your people don't do things, if you understand why they don't and why they do, does that not make you a more effective business builder?
Yes, it does.
See, a lot of what I tell you guys is so you understand your team, even if it doesn't apply to you, these are the things that are going to make your people motivated or not motivated. And the number one thing in Nikken that can change a business overnight is positive conditioning as opposed to negative conditioning. And if you can conquer that battle yourself, you'll be a most... Tony Robbins talks about the short-term pain-pleasure syndrome. Have you guys ever heard of Tony Robbins with short-term pain-pleasure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meaning today, the short-term pleasure of watching football all day Sunday is greater than the perceived pain. You know what I mean? And the pain of not watching the football is greater than the perceived gain of being retired. In my mind, the short term, like right now, I'm missing the first half of the opening game, the Chicago Bears. This is unthinkable and unimaginable. However, I am wearing my official 85 throwback jersey and got it on the radio. But point being, I don't feel like I'm missing anything right now. It wasn't even a question of having someone else do the call. And I'm not trying to say I'm cool, but I'm saying in my mind, I know what the main thing is, and the main thing is building my business to feed my family. So when you, listening to this call around the country, new people or people that are struggling, most of the time the biggest struggles in Nikken do not come from Nikken. Well, let me put it to you this way. I had a sergeant in the Army, and his favorite saying used to be, he was a sergeant major, And listen to this one, guys, and then see if it applies to your NECHEN business. And I don't just mean the nine of you. I mean people listening. Even a thing that is very simple, if done with half a heart, takes twice as long and is twice as hard.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you guys would agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. If you're listening to this call in the hinterlands and you really want this to grow, you have your whole heart behind it and your whole mind and your whole soul, and are you going after the thing that you want, or are you on 75% effort, irritated because you're not getting 100% paycheck? And by the way, don't answer it. And many of you are giving 100%, but the biggest struggle in this business will be the reward coming in, the desire for that is greater than the output in the early parts of the business. Once that gear shifts into place, your business will grow like lightning because your commitment and your heart and your soul and your action will be lined up with the desired result. Then you'll never again feel that I'm not making enough or I'm not far enough or I'm not fast enough, because you won't even be thinking about those things because you'll be doing all you can. And that moment will change your business. And that's a fact. So not to pontificate all night, but I'm out in the middle of nowhere and I had all day to think about this stuff. And I was really trying to think, what are the things that make people successful? What are the things that people struggle with? And the biggest struggle is most people want NECHEN to be easy. And I'm not saying it's not, but NECHEN becomes easy when there is a decisiveness of action. And then all of a sudden these tools, think what would happen in, what do you guys think would happen in everybody's business if they decisively acted and knew how to use all these tools? What do you guys think would happen with businesses?
Explosive.
That's it. So this next 7 days or 7 weeks you come out of this call, think in your mind, am I acting decisively? Am I operating under positive conditioning? And am I giving the output commensurate with the result? Meaning, I can't guarantee my success, but I can deserve it. And that will make your business blow up. So that's where we are now. Did you guys get anything from this call tonight? Was it, I'm in the dark with no notes. I hope this had some sort of coherency. Do you guys feel that this was helpful to you?
Very
helpful. I got a lot out of it.
Does anybody have any questions or comments before we lay out their assignment for next week?
Nope.
All right. Well, hey, listen, I'm looking really forward to seeing a good number of you guys next week. We are going to have a blast with a capital B. Secondly, during next week we're going to talk about sponsoring, how to get new people started. If you guys have not watched the Business Launch DVD for Focused on Growth, please do by next week, because that's what we're going to do. If you go to the pathfinders.biz webpage, you will find that video listed on the Business Launch page, as well as on the Business Tools page. Please watch that video by then and go over the launch brochure that's on the Business Launch page once again. In other words, just go to the Business Launch page on pathfinders.biz, and that's what we're going to talk about. And next week we'll talk about how to have an effective sponsorship meeting and how to help your people be successful. Does that sound good, everybody?
Sounds great.
Awesome. So Magnus will go. Please, during this week, make sure you have a preview set up every week. Dial in and listen to a WebEx preview for the first time if you haven't. You know, start to learn the ropes of this stuff. Watch your Business Launch DVD, and then come to the call next week ready to learn how to take the people that said, hey, I want to be your partner, and we'll help turn partners into long-term business assets. All right, guys?
All right.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Anybody have any questions or comments before we...